Radiotopia.
Welcome to the Kitchen Sisters present.
From PRX.
We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson
and Nikki Silva.
Hi, I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life in prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. The Kitchen Sisters Present is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our business name is Smart Bitch Modern Dog Training.
We are a progressive female-owned dog training company here to educate the New Orleans community on the best and most effective ways to train your dog without putting a hole in your pocket. We are also minority-owned business. I am Black, Gio is Puerto Rican.
It's beyond our ethnicity or the fact that we're a minority, and I apologize, my dog is barking in the background, but our training style is also pretty rare, a little bit more progressive.
Some still may think that they have to dominate their dogs, they have to be alpha over their dogs. Our goal as modern dog trainers is to really focus on the roots of issues and not just the symptoms. The dog training world, it's a white dominated space. It's kind of male dominated too. On our profile on Instagram, we have Black Lives Matter. It's been there for a year now. Before 2020, we would have not felt comfortable to put that at risk losing our business because people would have blacklisted us. But now we started to become more outspoken, less shy about hiding our beliefs from our clients.
Yeah, we're smart bitches. What's up?
Twilight, February 9th. I'm running errands in the neighborhood when a sign in the pet shop window catches my eye. On a big blackboard in beautiful white chalk cursive handwriting, Spotlight on Black Entrepreneurs. Do they mean spotlight on all Black entrepreneurs, or are we talking Black pet business entrepreneurs? It lures me into the shop. There before me is a table laden with pet products that are, in fact, all made by Black-owned pet businesses across the country.
I wondered if we could talk at the table for a second.
Sure.
Thanks. I'm Davia.
My name is Sequoia, Coal Valley Pets.
Sequoia has been working here a month. It's the owner who created the blackboard and the display, who turned on the spotlight.
We are a small business. We like to give notice to as many local and small artists as possible. The owner really valued the idea of highlighting products made by Black entrepreneurs that may not be featured as prominently.
The table is an impressive one.
The Kenyan collection.
Gorgeous rainbow beaded dog collars from the Kenya collection, a collaboration with Maasai women in Kenya who do the beading.
Trill Paws.
Pet tags from Trill Paws, a kind of hip-hop dog tag company with sayings like straight out of rescue or cute, but I fuck shit up.
Engraved pet tags.
Written on cool enamel tags with free engraving for your pet's name and number.
Lick You Silly, which are treats.
Knock out orange packaging with a cartoon face of a puppy. In flavors like yams, chicken bites, savory beef, peanut butter, no fillers, no preservatives, no coloring. I immediately want to sample the yams myself. I buy up the table even though I don't have a dog and take the bounty home. There's an 888 number on the back of the Lick You Silly packaging. Let's call it.
It's 7 o'clock in San Francisco, 10 o'clock in New Jersey, where Licky Silly is made. I figure I'll leave a message introducing myself and ask to interview the owner. Hopefully someone will call me back the next day. Instead, someone picks up the phone. At 10 p.m. in the middle of the week, it's the owner. She's there filling orders, doing what needs to be done, living the life of a black pet business entrepreneur. We jump in. Today, the Kitchen Sisters present Spotlight on Black-Owned Pet Business Entrepreneurs.
Hang on one second, Barbara, before you start. Could you put it in voice memo and record yourself?
Okay, so I just press the red dot.
Yeah, press the red dot, exactly.
Today, the Kitchen Sisters present Spotlight on Black Pet Business Entrepreneurs.
Okay, great. So what were you starting to say?
In December, we did a dog dance party on Zoom. We had a DJ. The people came to Zoom and we danced for like 15 minutes and then I gave away dog treats.
Rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog.
My name is Barbara Clark Ruiz. My company is Licky Silly Pet Products. I live in Glenridge, New Jersey. These are called Netter Doodles. It's a peanut butter and honey dog treat. We have our Happy Doodles, our Lick-a-Doodles. All of our products is the Doodle family. I created the Doodles during the pandemic and along with the season. This brand, I started it because my Yorkies couldn't eat dog treats from the store. I decided to bake it. With my busy schedule, it just wasn't conducive to me baking dog treats. I was a consultant for like 20 years with brands like Nike and Adidas and New Balance. At the time, I was working with Venus Williams, and I was like, you know, hey, V, I'm thinking about starting a dog treat company. And she's like, what? You should do it. And I'm like, really? You know, sometimes you just need that little push.
Hello, everybody. My name is Chandra, Chandra Gore Consulting YouTube page. This is Boston. He is here with me to talk about Lick You Silly. You liked those, didn't you? Yes, look at the tail.
Everybody has a dog. I mean, if I'm talking to 10 people, 8 of them have dogs.
Yes. He really liked the chicken bites. He is a very, very picky dog.
It's all natural. It has no preservatives. Like on the back of this bag, there's a lot of no's. No artificial flavors, no preservatives, no dyes, no byproducts, grains. The meat that is in my product is a piece of meat that I would eat. I don't eat meat, but it would be a piece of meat that I would eat.
Welcome to the 16th annual Global Pet Expo, the pet industry's premier event. The largest showcase of new products and your first look at the latest trends of this year. Over 1,000 companies.
2 years ago, when I went to the Global Expo, one of the largest trade shows for my industry, and I'm like, where's all the black people? I kid you not. I might have seen 10 in the 3 days I was there.
When I go to these shows, there's not enough of us. I don't know a lot of African-American male that own a doggy daycare services. It'd be like 3,000 to 5,000 people there. And most of the time, I am so alone, and I would have to like look in the crowd, and I'll see, oh, here's an African-American person. Here's an African-American person here.
I noticed when I went to the grooming expo, there wasn't a lot of people that looked like me. Like, I could literally count on one hand how many people in the room were black. And then I started speaking to people at the expos and they're like, well, you know, we're just groomers. We don't own salons. Like, we work at a Petco, we work for a company, which made me dive even deeper to find out that less than 5% of businesses within the pet care industry is owned by a person of color, particularly a black person. When I went to grooming school, it was about $8,000. I don't know many people that have access to $8,000 offhand that could pay to learn how to go groom a dog, right? Or if you tell your parents, they're like, what do you mean? Like, you need to go to college. Not understanding that as a great groomer, you can make upwards of $100,000 a year.
Chicagolicious. In the glamorous world of Chicago salons, only one has the reputation.
I was actually inspired by a reality human hair show called Chicagolicious about a hair salon. This woman was speaking about where she took her dog and how much she loved it. And immediately a light bulb went off. And I was like, Harlem needs something like this. My name is Melissa Michener. I'm the CEO and founder of The Bark Shop. We're a premier pet care company specializing in pet grooming located in Harlem. I knew that the neighborhood was changing. I thought about in New York, every other block, there's like a grooming salon or some type of pet care or something. I said, people are really paying for these things. I never really did anything within my community. I always went to the Upper East Side or Upper West Side, and that's inconvenient, right? Like, why do I have to leave my community for the level of service that I know that I deserve and have come to expect? And I remember it was the last day of my semester at Lehman College, and I spent that whole class just looking up the industry, you know, and I was like, wow, there's so much growth. I grew up in the South Bronx, Mitchell Projects, which is actually the poorest congressional district in the nation. It couldn't get any worse than that. If anyone that like lived in New York City housing, you know the conditions of that. What could actually be worse than what I grew up around? It was never an idea that I couldn't make it happen. It was just like, how do I make this happen? I opened within 90 days. Simultaneously, I was like building a business in grooming school. At the same time, construction was happening. I did have people saying, like, are you crazy? You're emptying your savings. You could buy a house. You're gonna finish your degree. You could be an administrator. So I was like, I think I can do this. Like, I did this for Best Buy for 9 years. Forecasting, budgets, supply chain management. I envisioned opening this high-end pet spa and boutique. Where I'm located in Harlem, I'm in a very mixed demographic. I can go one block east and there are people in the project, 2 blocks west and there are people that live in high-end luxury condos. Having the luxury on the window, the boutique, the chandelier, that was deterring people from wanting to come into the establishment, that it wasn't established for them. So flipped the store, right? Did a full remodel, created a minimalist vibe. I was like literally walking in Central Park. I would walk in the projects, walk up to people with dogs. Like, hey, I have a dog grooming salon. You know, like guerrilla marketing, not a lot of people are aware how much people actually spend on their pet. Pet food, services.
We have these little fleece zip-ups that come in like kind of these candy colors. Fleece has been really big for us. People really like to wear their own fleece and then match with their dog. Huge trend. On kind of like the luxe end of things, there is a gorgeous sweater. It's like a powder puff. It comes in hot pink and light blue, and it's just this feathery confection of deliciousness. It's like not practical, but it's just a beautiful work of art, and I love it so much. My name is Chaz Olajide. My company is called Sir Dogwood, and it is based in Chicago. So Sir Dogwood is an online pet store. I decided to launch it after bringing home Winston, our first furry new member of the family. I started Googling pet companies, modern dog wear, modern dog accessories, obsessively checking to kind of find the coolest collars and leashes and anything else I could buy to spoil him. And I found that I didn't really see anything that was exciting to me or unique or different. Not only that, but I wanted to shop local to avoid kind of like bigger box stores, and I just wasn't finding what I was looking for. The second reason why I decided to start Sir Dogwood was that the pet industry, to be quite frank, is very, very white. I wasn't really finding communities of pet owners of color or businesses owned by people of color. So did a deep dive, the statistics of pet ownership in America. I just wanted to kind of see, well, maybe I was an outlier, like maybe the reason why I'm not seeing more diversity in these companies is because maybe the demand isn't out there. Actually, you know, that's not really the case. The current data that I'm seeing shows that the number of pet owners in America among people of color, those numbers are rising much more quickly than with white pet ownership. So the data wasn't matching up, my own personal experience wasn't matching up, and so I thought maybe this is something that I can sort of address with Sir Dogwood.
One of the things that we did early on when creating Lick You Silly is I reached out to hotels because I realized that a lot of hotels were becoming pet friendly. I created special packaging for them, animated a little book all about what that experience must be like to a dog in a hotel, going to the spa and eating too much food and going to the gym.
Pet ownership in the past used to be you have a dog, the dog might have a dog house. Sometimes he comes in and sometimes he gets walks the end. All of a sudden, maybe your dog does need more than one collar, a waterproof one, and then one that's a little bit fancier when he goes into the office. I had somebody write me, my dog is the only dog in my apartment building that doesn't have a coat. 25 years ago, you were a pet owner. Now it's much more about being a pet parent. That includes things like spoiling your dog.
When I went into this business, my biggest concern was, am I going to have enough capital to get it right? You know, because this is my second startup. Why I think my first startup took so long is because we just couldn't get to the funding, primarily because I was a woman of color. And I've had people who say that to me, to my face, believe it or not. I've walked out of investor meetings. You know, a woman, she came out and she said, you know, you guys did an awesome job, but I can tell you right now, these guys are not going to give you their money because you're two women of color. It was disturbing, but we were like, okay, fine. There's other ways to be able to get to where we need to go. For this brand, I've been bootstrapping it from day one. You know, creative ways, collaborations.
I think there's like a trust issue too that I try to tackle on the front end. I make sure to put as much social proof as I can at the forefront of my website. Sir Dogwood is legit. She's established. She's legitimate. Making sure that people who might be a bit tentative, maybe they've never bought from a Black-owned company before. They might not trust as much a Black-owned company than another company. And that's something that I think a lot of Black companies have to deal with. I mean, I've definitely seen some Facebook groups, the idea of how open do I want to be about the fact that this business is Black-owned? Like, that is a huge topic among Black entrepreneurs. And it's something that I definitely thought about a lot and struggled with Sir Dogwood. Do I kind of want to bury my About Me page? Do I want to not include a photo? Or do I want to do what I actually did, which was put it at the forefront?
I made sure that we have pictures of ourselves everywhere.
My name is Taylor Dominique Alana Barconi, Smart Bitch Modern Dog Training. I wanted to make sure people knew exactly how we look. I have a big afro, exactly how we talked. So we wouldn't get hit with that really awkward moment of someone, somebody potentially being racist towards us when we meet them. We haven't had any direct weirdness.
We'll be right back. The Kitchen Sisters Present is sponsored by eCreamery. eCreamery offers delicious, rich, and creamy hand-churned and hand-packed ice cream in both classic and original flavors. The eCreamery ice cream artists create each unique flavor in a small batch process. Then they hand-pack it and label each pint with a customizable message or photo for a one-of-a-kind gift. You've got to try their mint cookie crunch. Their sea salt caramel brownie, chocolate cake ice cream with brownie bites and fudge swirls. I mean, that's over the top. eCreamery gifts are shipped frozen, packed, and dry ice. Visit www.ecreamery.com to see all the fun and fabulous Mother's Day packages available.
My name is Brian Taylor, Dogfather Harlem. I have a small business called Harlem Doggy Day Spa, which I've been owning for the last 10 years. Do daycare, dog walking, boarding services. I created the No Poop Left Behind campaign, and I also created the Pup Relief Tour. I actually started off as a banker for JPMorgan Chase. My job was to help small businesses. 2009, I challenged my friend. I was like, hey, I have this idea. I want to open a pet business. He's like, Black people don't love dogs like the way white people do. I'm like, that's not true. Because every time I walk around in Harlem, I'm like, I see all these black people with their dogs, and the dog look freshly groomed. I want to know where to get these dog groomed at. It just didn't make sense for someone to jump on a train and go to 96th Street, which is a whole new different community, for a service that they can get in Harlem. So I was like, you know what? Let me create a unique service. Cage-free boarding. We have a backyard. I would do FaceTime. I would send pictures. Custom things to tell pet parents, like, hey, why your dog's with me is like staying with a friend. It's not in a kennel. And my business just boomed.
I always sort of knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I did a deep dive. My fiance and I went to our favorite coffee shop. We just hashed it out. We were just so caffeinated and really just feeling it. We're like, what is it? You know, it's like, what do you love the absolute most? I'm like, dogs. My name is Rachel Jones. I live in Los Angeles. I own a pet product company called Trill Paws. Trill. Real, it means true. I am a millennial. I just grew up absolutely obsessed with hip hop, with rap music.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my.
I was born into a home of dog lovers. We were always rescuing, you know, always adopting. And I thought about all of the times I went to like the big box pet stores and picked out ID tags for my dogs. I thought about how exciting that process was, but how underwhelming that product was. I mean, we landed on dogs, and I'd like to say an hour later, we were at pet tags. Growing up, we always had the fun enamel pins that we would put on our backpacks and our hats. And, you know, I thought, okay, what if I could combine those two worlds? The fun, you know, pop art enamel pins, but pet tags for millennials.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry.
Early on, I just thought it would be hilarious to, you know, create a Drake face or a Tupac face, Biggie Smalls. And it was really a gamble. I wasn't sure how well they would do, but I just knew how much I loved them.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine.
I can't tell you how many dogs are named Biggie, you know, and that's nothing that I sort of thought about initially. But I think when a dog owner, you know, is looking for a pet tag and their dog's name happens to be Biggie and they see that tag, it's like they have struck gold. The tags are pet ID tags. Their dog's name, their telephone number. Many dogs these days are microchipped. God forbid the dog gets out and gets lost.
Who let the dogs out?
The first few concepts were emojis. The poop emoji, the skull emoji. And fast forward, they were the poorest performing tags that I've released. Talking to customers, I became inspired by the many dogs named Sushi. The amount of dogs named Boba, bubble tea, pizza, it will blow your mind. And I'm like, okay, that's it. It's perfect. So what was incredibly successful was our Munchie collection, burger tag, the taco, the ramen. So, of course, I'm thinking about the next Munchie collection. I'm thinking, is it brunch edition? Do we need a waffle tag? Another very popular tag is have your people call my people. It sort of works for any dog, a male dog, female dog. It's just great across the board. It's great to see how one person will come back and purchase 6, 7, or 8 tags for their dog. So they'll swap it out, you know, Tuesday's this day, Wednesday's that day. I have also seen dogs that wear several at the same time. So it's more of a look, you know, more of a charm bracelet. One of the customers, they created a video. This dog had on 5 tags at the same time. That was an eye-opener. Gold all in my ring. Gold
all in my watch. Okay, y'all are gonna love this story. At just 12 years old, Darius Brown is helping shelter animals get adopted with his bow ties. Mm-hmm. So he started this organization called Bow and Paws. It helps dress up your shelter pets.
So Darius has even caught the attention of President Obama.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, he's joining us now from New Jersey with his sister, DeJay. How are y'all doing? How did you come up with the idea of the bow ties? How did this start?
I started making bow ties because my sister used to make hair bows, and at the time, I was diagnosed with a speech delay, a comprehension delay, and a fine motor skills delay. My sister thought that if I helped my sister cut the fabric, then it could also default my fine motor skills. I just made the fabric look into a bow tie.
When was the first time you put it on a pet and realized it would help them get adopted?
Yeah, so the first time was when Hurricane Harvey and Irma first happened. A lot of the animals was being transported from Texas to New York, and he decided to, I want to donate some bow ties to the ASPCA in New York.
It definitely works, man. You're onto something. In a major, major way. But I have to tell you, I'm moved by this story in particular because this incredible letter from President Obama, what was that like, Darius?
That was just amazing. I was just out of words. I couldn't even.
At that point in time, he was really feeling defeated and he was almost at a point of giving up. Right. So that letter helped him boost his positivity in himself, get him determined to, you know, succeed.
March is my birthday month. I'm going to be honest with you. I love March. But my business cycle, in the wintertime, we tank in dog grooming services because no one wants to get their dog groomed. So in February of last year, I did a whole fire sale. You can buy all these packages, all this membership. I had 10 employees because this is year 10. And like, yes, we're about to reach new numbers and all that. So March 7th came. March 7th is a day where I actually felt like I had signs of COVID. I'm afraid, and you know, everywhere, everyone's talking about COVID and all that stuff. So I shut down for like 14 days. April 5th, my mentor, like she's been like a mother to me. Her name is Julia Butler. She's been in business for over 30 years as a black vet in Harlem. She died from COVID. And then my uncle died of COVID. And it just really mentally messed me up because I was going insane. At the same time, I had lost 80% of my business, but my pet parents pay for the grooming, will give me a nice tip, and then they'll give me a donation and say, hey, Brian, if you know anybody that needs grooming, that can't afford it, you know, I'm paying it forward. So I was like, you know what? With the donation I received, I'm just gonna offer a grooming service to anyone who said, Brian, my unemployment didn't come through, or this is going on, I need my dog groomed. And I just posted out like, hey, I just created the pandemic relief fund.
I would definitely say that was just a really overwhelming time for me. I'm fighting for my company. We were closed. We're going through a pandemic. We had the Black Lives Matter movement. And then I'm seeing on TV that the life of a black person, it wasn't valued. It really made me sit down and say, what am I doing this for? Breonna Taylor, right? I'm a woman. She was gunned down in her home. Is the American dream possible for people of color? Like all this work that I've been doing for 9 years, I could have been Breonna Taylor. I'm not even able to grieve or understand what I'm actually feeling, because on the flip side of that, there's so many people that want to highlight black businesses, and my DMs are getting bombarded and my emails are getting bombarded because they want to feature me, and my friends that were not black reaching out to me and saying, I want to understand, you know, let's have these conversations. I took a moment where I was just like so overwhelmed and, you know, I cried, and then I got back up and I was like, no, this is not how this ends. I have to do something. I have to go even harder now because I'm in an industry where the people that make the decisions don't necessarily look like me. I have a company that allows for me to hire more people that may or may not look like me.
The murder of George Floyd.
that was a really hard time for us to focus on the business because we were just so angry about a lot of things going on. Our first clients, the majority of them were white and they were affluent. I was taught growing up to kind of keep my mouth shut about how my personal feelings and personal beliefs and just work. I truly felt, Gio as well, we truly felt as if we can finally breathe and be open about, you know, you can finally be outspoken about things that really matter to us, speaking out against racism and not feeling shy about it.
Hey, what's up? My name is Brian Taylor, and I'm the dog father of Harlem. This last 6 months has been challenges for a lot of people. So when I decided that I wanted to get on the road and offer my pet grooming services at no cost, and then I reached out to a lot of African-American groomers from New York to LA, and they also got on board. Some people just couldn't afford grooming, or things are really tight. They've been impacted by so many different pandemics, from the financial pandemics to the COVID-19 and all of the emotional and mental stress that was going on in the last 6 months. We have groomed over 829 dogs. We've been to seven cities.
I'm just literally going in.
Hello.
Hi. I'm just trying to clean up and just shave all of this down. Normally I would like to save some of this hair so I can do a nice fancy style on the face, but this is just beyond saving, and this hair.
This is what so dirty right now. A lot of pets are experiencing during this pandemic, and I'm hoping to continue to give him relief. We're gonna give him a really good bath. I'm gonna finish off the legs. There's a weight being taken off. Taking back all that whole half a year frustration that we all have been facing, all the drama.
And I just gotta slowly just work my way through this.
All the pandemics are coming up.
He's just sitting
stuff.
There being a good boy. All this stress, all this issues, all this frustration. All of 2020 off this pup.
Okay. I bet this is such a relief for him. I know he feels a lot better, right?
Right? Buddy, you feel a lot better? You look a lot better.
The pup relief tour. I first posted in all the other groups that there's mostly Caucasians, and unfortunately none of them really got my back and they say, hey, listen, I want to come and support. They came on later, but it was such a pushback in the beginning. But when I posted it in the African American groups, there are dog groomers, they all was like, hey, I want to come, I want to help, I want to help. And altogether we had about 63 African Americans that went on tour with us, and we groomed over 829 dogs.
This is the Dog Father Harlem. I travel all the way from New York, and I'm in Atlanta at Chateau Paws. And
in Atlanta, we had 18 groomers who came to help. We used a whole parking lot. We had like four or five dog grooming vans.
I'm in Texas, and I'm at the Pup Relief Tour.
My good friend Juanita, who worked for me, she flew to LA. Another young lady from Indiana, she flew to LA to help. And they groomed dogs at Skid Row. Those are homeless, and they groomed dogs there.
Since LA has one of the highest homelessness rates in the country, we really just want to give back and really, really, really help dogs that need it. So stay tuned.
I've been in business for 3 years, and I have to say this is the first February where I've been acknowledged for being an entrepreneur. 2020 and, you know, going into 2021 has been sort of amazing for a Black entrepreneur in that we are getting recognition and we are getting support. I mean, there are so many Black entrepreneurs that are doing amazing things, especially in the pet space. Over the summer, Pharrell collaborated with Jay-Z and created a song called Entrepreneur. The director of the video reached out to me, and Trill Paws was featured in the video.
Bang minds for both ya. Serial entrepreneur, we on our own. Stop sitting around waiting for folks to throw you a bone. If you can't buy the building, at least stock the shelf. Then keep on stacking till you stocking for yourself.
You know, I wanted to be an entrepreneur just based on stories that someone like Jay-Z would share, you know, stepping out on his own and making it happen for himself. He's speaking to a whole race of people that need to hear these words.
right after George Floyd. Because of that movement, you know, around empowering people of color with their businesses, I think that it's really brought attention to smaller brands and shopping local and supporting not only black-owned businesses, but just supporting small businesses.
There was a lot of spotlights, which in turn allowed us to make a lot of connections, figuring out how we could collaborate with each other. Community is the centerpiece of my business. I would not be where I am without the community.
City has a really good program called Summer Youth Employment and works with a lot of at-risk kids. So I started working with them, offering job training, and at the same time I was picking.
It's been a vision of mine. I always wanted to open a school. Now I'm opening an actual pet grooming school where we're going to help people become their own owners and operators. Within this $100 billion industry, there's time for some change.
In April, we're gonna do a NYCHA pop relief tour, public housing buildings. New York has the biggest public housing in the country. We're gonna get a bunch of groomers together and we're gonna do a 5-borough NYCHA tour where every single week we're gonna be in a different borough grooming dogs. And then the next week, we're gonna go to the next.
Spotlight on Black Pet Business Entrepreneurs was produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, in collaboration with Nathan Dalton, Brandy Howell, and Grace Rubin. Mixed by Jim McKee. Thanks to all the owners you heard who took the time to tell their stories and are working their brains out to care for your dogs and cats, though mostly dogs. This is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Black pet business entrepreneurs. There are tons more across America, and you can support their businesses and services. House Dog in LA, artisanal dog tees, hoodies, toys, committed to animal rescue and helping unwanted, neglected, and abused dogs.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ava Dorsey. I'm an animal lover, animal enthusiast, and the founder and chief pet officer of Ava's Pet Palace.
Who's been baking dog treats in her family kitchen since she was 7.
We actually are still making all the treats in our kitchen. This is actually the banana treat right here. A lot of research. I had to look up what was good for dogs.
Fresh Paws Grooming in Brooklyn. Iconic Paws, a customized pet portrait gallery with flair. Pardo Paws in Georgia, an all-natural company with a lotion bar in the shape of a dog paw for dogs with dry noses and paws. Made of cocoa butter, olive oil, coconut oil, calendula, and olive oil.
My name is Precious Till, Precious Paw Prints, in Broomfield, New Jersey. My storefront is an open window, so you can pretty much see everything that's going on. It's cage-free. There's no closed doors. There's no hidden walls. I have like a fan club outside when I'm grooming. Everyone's just sitting there watching in their cars at the red light. It's awesome.
My name is Dr. Quan Stewart. I'm a veterinarian. I have a normal full-time veterinary job. On my free time, I walk areas that have a pretty dense homeless population. When I go out on the streets, I bring with me a small Coleman bag. Hey, baby. I'm sorry I don't have any treats. I'm able to treat about 80% of the pets I see on the street. So in this tiny bag, I usually have vaccines, anti-inflammatories, medicine for ear infection, flea preventative.
Little El's Pet Bakery treats. And Boutique in Brooklyn. Scotch and tea, stylish and durable dog accessories, Bark and Tumble, a luxury and contemporary brand of handmade dog garments in Britain. Pet Flight, an online black-owned pet food delivery service. Duke the Groomer in Chicago. Most everyone we're telling you about is giving back in some way, working with at-risk youth, taking them in with mentorships and internships that hopefully lead to jobs, and donating generously to shelters and rescues, to neighborhood food banks in their communities. For more links into this world, come to our website, kitchensisters.org, where you can see everyone you just heard and their products, and you can get lists of Black-owned pet businesses around the country. The Kitchen Sisters Present is part of the Radiotopia Podcast Network from PRX. Support for our stories comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities, the Robert Sillins Family Foundation, the Kalita A. Doolin Foundation, and listener contributions to the Kitchen Sisters Productions. Thanks for listening.
Shine and star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see what your life can truly be.
Radiotopia.